For a very long time, Megan believed lies about who she is, who God has called her to be. She lived in a lie, and God made her completely new. God restored her. But for a long time, she led a life of unworthiness. Megan, tell me about that lowest point in your life, the lies that you believed.
So throughout my life, I always struggled with feeling unaccepted. I would walk around feeling just not worthy of love, just feelings of unworthiness. And I think, you know, we've all struggled in our lives with just those feelings and insecurities. And, you know, it brought me to a low point where I did not want to be here anymore. And it was really consuming my life.
Now, God turned your life around completely. Tell me about that story where God met you. What was the circumstances in your life at that stage?
Yeah, so someone really close to me in my life had a near-death experience happen to him, and he called me up and he said to me, word for word, "Megan, Jesus Christ is real." And in a very low, desperate moment in my life, it was a miracle. It woke me up, and I got myself back in church. I started to read the word, and I started to lead worship, and I literally watched God change every last thing about my life for the better.
Wow. Now, Megan, today you have a song out. I want to say a world famous song. You are on the top of a lot of charts with the song of yours, The Truth. How do you want to encourage young people and just listeners out there that's believing lies about themselves?
I would say no matter where you're at, just come as you are. God loves you so deeply, and God wants a relationship with you. And I would just dive into God's word and dive into who God says you are and renew your mind daily on that truth. And once you do that, you can walk out in that freedom.
Megan, The Truth, it'll truly set you free. Will you please pray for us?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we absolutely love you, God. We just thank you for who you are. God, we thank you for the truth that we are your children, God. And God, I just want to lift up whoever is watching this interview right now, that they would just feel so deeply loved, that that no matter where they're at right now, that they would just feel your overwhelming peace, God, that they would just understand that they are worthy, God, that they are enough, God, that you love them so deeply. And God, I just pray for their hearts and their minds, that they would just focus on the truth, God, in a world where it's confusing and where there's a lot of lies, God. I pray that they would just focus on you and who you are, God, and who you say they are, Jesus. And we absolutely thank you, God, for everything. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.